Okay, panelists, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. But wait a minute. What's that sound? Could it be the thundering hoofbeats of 1,000 head of cattle? It is. It's Wait, Wait! On the Trail!
Yee-hi, partner! Hey, I don't need no roof above me, but the starry skies.
Thank you, Cowboy Carl. All right, that whole thing was just an excuse, really, to have Carl bring you one more voice from the trail. Charlie, he's a Republican candidate connecting with young people at a Martin Luther King Day parade in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, buddy. How's it going? What's happening? You got some bling bling here? Who let the dogs out? Who?
Who, Charlie, was that?
He's fly. He's fresh. He's down with the youth. He can get and relate to the young people of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the former governor of the Commonwealth, Mitt Superfly Romney. And may I say, a hearty you're welcome from the citizens of the Commonwealth to the rest of America.
Mitt Romney, the former hedge fund manager, went urban in the streets of Jacksonville, varnishing his street cred. Perhaps coincidentally, perhaps not. The New York Times this week ran an article showing that, much as we suggested on this show a few weeks ago, the various other Republican candidates, despite their vastly different views on so many topics, are all united in one thing. They all hate Mitt Romney. Their perception of Romney, an ultra-wealthy son of privilege who's only won one election in his life previous to this run and is trying to buy his way into this one, was summed up by an advisor to John McCain. And this is a real quote. He said, John McCain and his friends used to beat up Mitt Romney at recess. Unquote.
What time's recess?